Rain and some thunderstorms that occurred in the eastern Midwest yesterday was certainly beneficial in easing some of the long-term drying that's been underway for a while across the region. The outlook is for the area to turn drier now as we move out through this next 10 days to 2 weeks, and that will create an increasing risk of some crop stress as we get out into the latter part of this month and into the early days of September. This morning, weather across the majority of the Midwest has already quieted down from yesterday's shower and thunderstorm activity. Most of the precipitation at this hour is confined to a couple of areas, one being in eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania, another being in Wisconsin, and a few sporadic locations in Michigan. Otherwise, many other areas in the Midwest are mostly fair this morning. We have temperatures that are running primarily in the 50s and lower 60s. It's very cool across a part of the plains, with temperatures reaching into the 50s down into parts of Kansas this morning. Even some upper 40s reported earlier this morning in parts of Colorado and Nebraska. The temperatures are going to turn warmer across the plains over the next 2 days, but the Midwest is going to be rather cool today before starting a warm-up. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures across a big part of the Midwest here today, expecting to get up into the range of primarily 70s. We'll see a few lower 80s in Missouri, Kansas, and parts of the areas south of the Ohio River, and we'll also see some upper 50 and 60 degree readings occurring across the Great Lakes region. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see the temperatures turn warmer across the region with mostly 70s and 80s expected, and even an additional warming expected as we get into Saturday with the temperatures mostly in the 80s across the majority of the Midwest corn and soybean production region. After that, another little shot of cooler air will come across the region as we move from Sunday into Monday, and we'll see some more 60 and 70 degree highs across a fair amount of the region. But that will be the last of the cool shots of air for a while. We will get under the influence of a high-pressure system after that. Temperatures next week during the balance of the week will certainly get back into the 80s and maybe even some lower 90s in the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt. Precipitation across the region is going to be somewhat restricted for the eastern portions of the Midwest as we go forward through this next two-week period. Totally dry weather is not likely, but that which does occur is going to be extremely brief and light. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see some areas pick up only a few hundredths of an inch to maybe 2 or 3 tenths of an inch of moisture by this time next week in areas east of the Mississippi River, and specifically in Indiana, Ohio, and parts of southern Michigan and Kentucky. In contrast, the western Corn Belt has one more frontal boundary of significance to deal with, and this is going to evolve tomorrow into Saturday. Over the 2 days, we'll see rain totals running anywhere from 3 tenths of an inch to an inch, with some localized amounts to an inch and a half. The greatest rains will once again be in the Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin corridor, with areas further to the south and west seeing only lighter amounts of moisture. As we move on into the weekend, or the heart of the weekend, the western Corn Belt will turn drier, so Sunday should be a drier day. We'll look for no other precipitation occurring in the region for several days thereafter. The frontal boundary that comes into the western Corn Belt Friday and Saturday will come to the eastern areas also, but Saturday and Sunday's rainfall in the east is going to be rather limited. Not much more than 2 or 3 tenths of an inch of moisture will occur in some locations, as I mentioned before. There will be a frontal system in the second week of the two-week outlook in the eastern Midwest that might produce upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch of rain, but obviously this is not enough precipitation to counter evaporation at this time of the year, and net drying is going to be the result. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.